High School 101, Building Your Own Secret Laboratory. High school does not teach very much, but it is going to be okay as long as you learn on your own, independently. And if you are still looking for a direction, consider creating a mighty industrial design portfolio. Use Blender and Ender to learn 3D modeling, printing, and real product design. Learning on your own is always about the next complex cluster of things that you find interesting. Examples of a couple of clusters that I like: computer-generated art and programming, electronics, DIY flying drones and possibly programming them as well, and learning art and color mixing with the use of color projectors and software. Clusters are always friendly. They are full of color and you never memorize, ever. And each cluster is incredibly fascinating and hard to put down. Don't expect a school that takes money from you to teach you anything. And don't let anybody tell you what to learn, as that is fake education. It takes a long time to build up the roads and connect the dots to get into a cluster of subjects that we can be passionate about. Being force-fed information via a standardized curriculum or lecture plan is an unbelievable insult. It is fraud, and it is rage-worthy. Something went wrong. The adults of some authority go bonkers. But as long as you learn for real, be it fancy failure or triumph, you will do well. It was always kind of silly to think that somebody else will give you a job, money, home, health, happiness, and a perfect life in a world of tricksters, pretenders, and liars. And anyway, it is so much more meaningful to do it yourself that all those lies don't even matter. But don't allow yourself to just believe in what people are telling you, including me. All the observations and promises that people are making require proper evidence, reproducible evidence. Evidence, results, history, firm and angry science is how you get to the raw facts. You should also look at the success of self-education and try to understand what Duncan Campbell teaches us about the so-called F students. Sir Ken Robinson says that schools are killing creativity. And Mr. Campbell proves, at least to me, that the only failures are the teachers. In a way, we don't even need proof. It is the risk of ineffective education alone that is all the argument we need to take to self-education. What we know influences the decisions we make. Those, in turn, influence all the life ahead of us. It is just too risky to trust the teachers. It is better to accept the responsibility for our own education. Which is why you need a laboratory with those Learn Electronics kits that help you put things together, and soldering irons and soldering iron accessories. It is why you need a 3D printer with an auto-bed leveling kit and a few glass surfaces that you can swap out instead of waiting for the print to cool off, and a mountain of PLA filament, along with a little $10 baggie of extruders, so that you never run out. You will need an office projector connected to a laptop so that you can play around with the brightness and contrast slider while you are projecting on the canvas. And you need frames that match your canvas for when you feel like exhibiting your art. And you're going to need a good computer for programming. This is very important. Make sure you have a fancy keyboard that lights up. And make sure to master P5.js as soon as possible. And that goes the same for Blender, which will help you create the models for the 3D printer. And, of course, you have to master saying, "Didi, get out of my laboratory!"